from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
For Cubs fans, you want to be playing games in September that matter. You want to be heading into the next season with your arrow pointing up.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus.
Actions speak louder than words, specifically Jerry Reinsdorf saying, you know what, I don't know any of y'all, and I'm not going to even go through the process. I'm going to pick the guy right now that I want to be the general manager of the Chicago White Sox.
Insider and analyst on MLB Network.
What's up, Russ?
Russell Dorsey with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score. The Score.
We get the opportunity to talk to Russ Dorsey every week, but I figured, you know, since this was a short week and Dan and Layla were off today and I brought in Jason Leisure and Tony Gill, that we might as well just bring Russ into this thing too. And Texter, you 815 Texter, you are correct. Jason, Tony, now Russ too. This is like when the NWO took over Monday Night Nitro. I can just picture Loho spray painting House of L logo over the 670 The Score backdrop.
That would have been fire.
I mean, I could go get some spray paint. We still got 30 minutes of show left, and we could just do that. That would be fun.
Who's this guest again?
His name is, that's right. On you guys' show, you have Ross Dorsey.
Ah, yes.
Doing
yes.
Baseball.
That is our baseball coverage. Reporter, yes.
This young I think he was name, contractually prohibited from being the baseball insider, you know, anywhere else, so we had to do it under a pseudonym.
Yeah. This young man's name is Russ Dorsey.
Oh, you guys could pay for the real thing. All right.
Yeah, he's really good at his job, and he joins us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Hi, Russ.
You guys are dumb.
You know better than anybody.
What's going on?
Well, we just had a segment where we were talking about how some idiot was throwing water balloons at Danny Trejo and then didn't realize that he would catch them hands.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Yeah, that's unfortunate for that guy. Here, can I just say, I don't like the 4th of July. Right. To be honest, I don't like the summer in general, but that's another conversation for another day. The thing with the 4th of July is people get crazy around this time of year. And it's usually really hot everywhere. And then you give people these colorful explosives. And then, you know, sometimes in different cities, ours is one of them, people throw firecrackers at people. And yeah, like in a similar type of vein, like you might throw it at the wrong person and they might catch you. So, like, yeah, I'm out on 4th of July.
Russ, is this like a generational thing and where younger folks are not realizing that you can't play games like that with people? Like, I'm trying to figure out, like,
people you don't know.
Right, people you don't know specifically. Like,
is sometimes people you know.
I don't think people. Should I say this?
Yes,
you should say it. I don't think. All right,
this is live. This is not the podcast where we can cut it later. There's no elevator music in post here, Russ.
No.
Keep your career, man.
I don't want Mitch to call me like, "Hey, Russ, we can't have you on anymore." I don't want that. Not enough people get slapped these days. I think that's what it is.
Mm. Oh, you've said, yeah. This is a long time Russ theory about
like
society.
We don't have enough people getting slapped.
Need more slapping.
You mess around, sometimes you find out.
Yeah, I think it is an issue of there are no a lot of people don't suffer physical consequences for some of their actions that definitely would have required a laying of hands.
That's what happens in all these NBA games where someone's throwing a drink at Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he can't do anything because, you know, malice at the palace and everything from 20 years ago. You will be banned from buying tickets again, but that doesn't send the same kind of message as Russell Westbrook gets to go 30 with you. No consequences, you know?
It is. There definitely are people who feel that they are in a bubble or a cocoon and that they can't be touched. Sometimes the merchandise is going to get touched. Just saying.
I agree. But you should. I don't want people putting hands on people at the same time.
I don't either.
Sometimes people need to get hands put on them.
The way that I always put it now, as I'm an older gentleman who's a lot more calm than I was when I was younger, every now and again you got to grab someone in their collar. It's not
sometimes
necessarily.
Sometimes you got to pop out and show.
I was about to say, in the words of Kendrick, sometimes you got to pop out and show.
Sometimes you just got to just. You got to get up close and personal so that people can see your eyes.
That you can take it there.
And you need
that adrenaline to go up every once in a while.
Occasionally, you have to show
yourself that you can still do it.
That's right. Occasionally, you have to show your teeth.
Tone told us earlier in the show, Russ, that he recently saw someone slap another person. And he didn't know whether it was over a parking spot or over a Justin Fields opinion, but I would say both are probably pretty expected in Chicago.
Yo, getting slapped because over a parking spot is hilarious. But getting slapped because
that probably happens every day.
Was or is a good quarterback is also hilarious.
I bet both of those things happen at least weekly here.
In Chicago, definitely. Definitely.
100%.
Absolutely. I can understand the slap over the parking space because people get disrespectful. And, dog, you saw me about to turn into that space. Now we got a problem.
I had a moment yesterday where I was like, I was coming out of a parking space, and there was a woman who was illegally parked, like in front of the, you know, can't park past here sign. And I was going to tell her, I was like, oh, you know, I'm coming out. You know, you could take my spot. And then I was like, oh, but there's someone behind me, though.
Ooh.
And what if they wanted the spot? So I just kept it moving. Because I didn't want anyone to have any smoke. But
as you should.
Yeah, but Russ, you're right. Like the fireworks stuff and the non-fireworks things. That
Well. I wasn't going to be the one to say it.
That's fine. I'll be the one that says it because I was listening to it last night.
I feel like if you get slapped over a parking spot or a Justin Fields hot take, that barely even gets mentioned when you get home that day.
Oh, no.
You can't mention that.
You're just recounting your day, and it's like, yeah, it was traffic on the way to work, and then I got slapped over a parking spot. And the Anderson deal fell through, but... you know, lunch was like it's barely even a footnote on your day. I got slapped over something I said about
like,
Justin Fields.
Like, do you tell that to your significant other, like when you get home, or you just keep that one to yourself?
Won't be your significant other anymore.
You got to keep that. That's a private moment.
You work that out in there.
You got to keep it in the tuck.
Karate man bleed on the inside. You can't bring that up. Russ, we saw a great day yesterday from Ian Happ. Mm-hmm. The Cubs are still a dozen games out of first place, 6 games out of a wild card. 6 teams in front of them in the wild card. As it stands right now, what are you hearing and what do you expect them to do as the trade deadline comes closer? And I got to say, as I was watching yesterday, I was going, Jameson Taillon would make a really good piece to a playoff team.
I I look at the Chicago Cubs and I say, like everybody else, this team should be a lot better than they are. At the same time, if you're Jed and Carter, would you add, if I'm asking Lawrence Holmes as we're going to make you the president of baseball ops for the Cubs, would you add to this team right now?
No.
Or would you sell?
I would sell.
Exactly. And that's the logical baseball decision. 6 games out of a wild card spot and 12 games out of first. Like, as we get into like July, that's not easy to just make up in like a week and a half, right? You're 6 games is a good chunk, even in a bad National League this year.
Especially with 6 teams ahead of you. You need a you lot of stuff to happen.
Like, there are teams that aren't playing good baseball, but they're playing better baseball than the Cubs. Like, I thought the Cardinals were cooked, and here go the Cardinals. Since Mother's Day, they have the best record in the National League. So, like, it would be an uphill battle for the Cubs to try to make any notable move as a buyer. I think all signs point to them selling. And I think the thing that I think about when looking at the Cubs roster is just, like, they have a lot of redundancy, especially in their outfield. So it helps that Ian Happ is swinging the bat well, and Seiya Suzuki swinging the bat well, and Cody Bellinger swinging the bat well, and you have all these – some of their best prospects are also outfielders. So having 7 outfielders and 3 spots, you can make some moves there that maybe help shape a better roster than the one they have right now.
Bruce? How about a quick check-in on the White Sox? Only 23.5 games out of a wild card spot.
Buyers and sellers.
Well, how many months would you project it'll take to make up that gap?
All right. If we say 7 years divided by 12,
carry the 2.
It's gonna be a while. I will say the White Sox are in a position where, look, Tommy Pham is a guy that could help a playoff team as a right-handed bat. He performed well in the World Series last year.
Also, Eric put the paws on you.
Don't throw a water balloon at Tommy Pham.
I'm going to talk about the baseball.
We might need Tommy Pham to stay. Yeah,
he is a lot of people's favorite White Sox. But I think when you look at what Eric Fetty has been able to do, and like Garrett Crochet is the front man, and every playoff team wants Garrett Crochet for obvious reasons. But Eric Fetty has pitched really well. He had a really good month of June. I think that's a guy on a really friendly deal that can help a playoff team as well. And Paul DeJong, if a team needs a shortstop that can occasionally hit the ball at the ballpark, that's another guy.
He's got 16 bombs this year.
He does.
Man.
He does. After a down couple of years, like, he's proven that he can be an everyday shortstop for somebody. The Sox have pieces that can move. I think a lot of people will try to call the White Sox and try to get an advantageous deal, because it's not like they're one of these wild card teams where it's like, well, you're on the fence, so I know you're gonna be a little bit more shrewd with me, and so the White Sox are gonna have to stick to their guns, because look, if the Orioles call you about Garrett Crochet and the Dodgers and the Padres, you're in a really good position if you're Chris Getz and that front office. So I think the White Sox can have a really good trade deadline if it goes the right way, where you can, you know, really bolster your farm system moving some of these guys in the big leagues right now.
I know that you had an opportunity to kind of see this up close and talk to people all around baseball, Russ, as you do as Yahoo's baseball Bigfoot. The Tim Anderson thing, just sad is the word that I keep coming back to, considering that this guy was not just the face of the White Sox. He was not just the face of black baseball. He was the face of baseball for a little period of time. Yeah. And now he's been DFA'd. How do you feel about all of it?
I mean, this happens sometimes in baseball. Like, you're not guaranteed the long career. You're not guaranteed just all highs and no lows. And I was having dinner with Chris Young, the black Chris Young, not the GM and president of baseball ops for the Texas Rangers, the other night. And he talked about it on MLB Network the other day. Like, he was Tim Anderson. Like, he was a guy who had played really well and was an all-star and was hitting homers. And people thought he was like the next up. And then, boom, you hit 200. You're not that all-star caliber player. You get DFA'd, you get released. And CY said, look, I had to humble myself and say, you know what? I got to rebuild from here. If this is bottom, I have to grow. And he went, played in AAA. An injury happened. He got to play in the big leagues. He played well, got himself a one-year deal, played well, got himself a two-year deal, played well, and got two more one-year deals before he ended up retiring. And he got five more years out of his career after he was quote-unquote done. And so that's probably the route that Tim Anderson has to take right now. Like, he's only 31 years old. That's not old in the grand scheme of life. And even in the grand scheme of baseball, like, I look at a guy like a Jose Iglesias for the New York Mets right now, and he's had five different careers, right, where he was the young guy, and then he's playing in Detroit, he's playing in Boston and playing well there. And then, you know, you get DFA, you get released, and you come back and you play in the minor leagues and you play in AAA, you play well, and then you get an opportunity where you're playing well for the Mets and couldn't potentially end up on a playoff team at the deadline. So that's what I look at as being the road for Tim Anderson. Like, I listened to your pod about it the other day where you say you don't necessarily see the fit right now. I agree with that. I don't know if it's going to happen this year. But it's definitely going to have to be the sign the minor league deal and kind of build yourself back up from there.
Russ, we also talked about earlier in the show about Kenny and his want to come back to baseball. I mean, there's not a lot of black executives in baseball. So if there was a pathway for Kenny to get back there, one, would teams be interested in bringing him back into the fold? And another is there a true pathway other than the diversity interview for Kenny to get back into baseball?
That's a good question. Yeah, I think there's a spot for Kenny as an executive in baseball. I don't know if it would take Kenny going to be a special assistant or advisor in a front office to kind of get his feet wet again. I do think the thing that helps Kenny out a lot is not being in the shadow of Jerry anymore, and not having this back and forth of who's the real GM? Is it Kenny? Is it Rick? I think the fact that you can say, all right, not with the White Sox anymore. I get to have new ideas. You kind of sit back and kind of learn from your mistakes and learn from where the game is going now. And get yourself back in there. Yeah, I think that there's a path for that, for sure. I also think there is still, after all these years, a lack of black executives in Major League Baseball. And it would benefit baseball greatly to have a black GM, black president of baseball ops again. And unfortunately, the pipeline, and I'll use the NFL, for example, in their, you know, kind of the pipeline for black executives and even black head coaches in the NFL, baseball has kind of been behind the times when it's come to that. And look at the field, right, where you don't have as many black players as we've had in years past. So, yes, I think there's a path for Kenny to get back into a front office in the big leagues. But I think it's going to have to take him. I don't think that it's just going to be, oh, we're hiring Kenny Williams as the president of baseball ops for Team X. I think he's going to have to go in and be in a front office for a year or two. And then once people see, like, oh, Kenny Williams is back in baseball, that would be a guy to lead our front office. Then you go from there.
You want him to take the Ryan Pace route.
No one wants to.
Well, no.
And he thunders in and drafts a quarterback number 8 overall.
I would not put that on Kenny. Well,
Kenny's got good football bona fides.
Hey, Russ, when you and I talked maybe a week or so ago about youth baseball, like our youth baseball careers, Little League, things like that. And one of the things I was taught, and I don't know if everyone is taught this, if this is an old school baseball thing or not, or still goes on or not, is if you get hit by a pitch or if you foul a pitch off of yourself, you're supposed to act like it didn't hurt. You're not supposed to show any indication outwardly that that hurts, even though everyone knows that that hurts ridiculously. So I was incredibly impressed when I saw the Braves manager, Brian Snitker, get hit by a foul ball in the dugout below the belt. And he just kind of shrugged it off.
Yeah, like very old school of Snit to not show that that definitely affected
The only him. Place you could see it was hurting him was in his teeth. You could see in his teeth. It hurt.
I, because managers are not wearing cuffs. Like, they're not, there's no protection from that there. And you're not expecting, you're dealing with 100 different things as a manager. You're not expecting the ball to pop you right there. I also used to think that the don't rub it, we got ice is the dumbest thing in the world, because on a nightly basis, you watch guys get hit in the leg and the elbow and the shoulder. They're fouling pitches off their ankles. Kyle Tucker has been out for the Houston Astros for over a month after fouling the ball off his shin. So this idea that you can't show pain in the box, it's probably more of a you don't want your opponent to know that they got you type of thing.
We and all saw it.
Yeah, we all saw it, and we all know I'm in pain.
Russ, did you see the big sister cup check the little brother at the game at Wrigley yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, you got to look it up. Just search cup check. On Twitter, they're not Mitch Kupchak. That's different. They're doing the stretch and they're singing, and the sister gave him the full Chris Paul, Stockton.
It was beautiful.
It was
artful.
Really well done.
Yeah. She had her hands up and she just kind of dropped one of them down right into the right spot.
And then the mom like caught on. It's like a 1 second video, but it's great. So search for that. Where are you going to be today?
I am in the New York metro area. I will be hosting Friday Night Baseball's pregame show on Apple because LG got sick.
Oh.
And so I will be playing both host and analyst, taking you into Friday Night Baseball.
All right, well, we will be watching. Russ, as always, we love you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and all the great stuff that you do and continue to do. You're making us look bad, and that's good.
Love you guys.
Talk See you, bud. Later.
That is Russ Dorsey, not Ross Dursey. His tenure is up. It is. So Cubs baseball is coming up this afternoon. Cubs versus Angels. You get to see Kiermaier, I think, right? Isn't he playing for he's playing for the Angels or someone's playing for them.
I don't know.
You don't know? No. All right, fine.
I know they don't have Shohei anymore.
They do not. Pre-game coverage starts at 12:45 with our guy Zach Zabeman. First pitch is at 1:20 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Want to give away the giveaway here, Studs? We can do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Caller 6 to the Scores Contest Line, 312-540-0670, will win a pair of tickets to see Mully and Haw live on the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage, Thursday, July 18th from 6 to 10 a.m., special guests will be in attendance. We are going to let you hear from Craig Counsell and get you ready for Cubs, Angels, next on The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Score.
And 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Tony, are you the originator of putting this song in the vault?
No, I think this is Tanny. Okay. I think he had it in the
old. You kidding me? I put this in.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, but Tony was here longer than you, earlier than you were, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have not put this in there.
Yeah, I put this specific bump in. If there's a different version of it in there, then that would have been someone else. But I put this in.
Well, it was the open for Friday Fung.
Oh, that was probably Tanny then.
Yeah, but you know, Tony was an intern.
Is she still with us?
Rebecca Black?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not dead.
Diversity hire.
Yes, along with Buddy Black and Phil Necro. Yes. Yes, those are totally true.
Please don't go back to that joke anymore.
It's a great joke, I think.
Laughter.
Yeah, she's 27.
Okay.
She's still alive.
All right, okay,
she's younger than you.
She's trying to kill off her Buddy Black.
Yeah, that's $50.
Who did you think it was?
I don't know. I hadn't heard anything since. So I'm like, man.
Well, remember, she got like completely ridiculed for that. Even though she was just like having fun, she got completely ridiculed for that song.
There was a follow-up to that song. There was a song Saturday, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's bad.
Just work your way through the days of the week. Tuesday's going to be really boring.
It's Monday.
I got Gracie's Corner for that now. Like, I don't need other day songs.
Yeah, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You're good on all of that. What were we talking about, Leisure?
Like, you asked that like she was 80 years old.
Yeah, like, is she still with us?
Like you were asking about Gladys Knight or something.
She was like 16 in the music video.
Gladys Knight is with us, yes. Yeah. Let's just clarify. But that's the demographic you were. It sounded like you were asking.
I just hadn't never. Like,
did you think that was like a 1940s song?
I mean, after the popularity of the song, I hadn't. She just phased off for me in my space.
You were unbelievable.
When we were talking about Brian Snitker getting hit
in the junk piece.
Careful.
And not that that's the manager careful, wouldn't wear a cup. I mean, wearing a cup is incredibly uncomfortable. And if you were playing in the outfield in Little League, at least me, I would try to get away without it. If you weren't going to be playing shortstop or second, you know.
I was very irresponsible. I would catch without a cup all the time.
That's crazy.
Wow,
no way.
That's wild.
Who let you do that?
A wild boy.
That should have been illegal. The league shouldn't have let you do that.
I mean, and then, like, because I remember when I was in college, there was all this, like, cup technology. It's like, well, you should try the banana cup. And I'm like, this, what is happening right now?
Cup technology?
Yeah. There's like, you know how, like, you would get the
I thought we maxed out on the cup tech.
No, you're right.
I had, like, slider shorts instead of jock straps.
Right.
You would introduce you to the banana cup, apparently. I've never heard of this. The banana cup
became a thing. Who's working on
the newest technology of cup? Like, who's investing that type of
I'm sure
energy?
People get hit in the balls.
Yeah.
Someone very thoughtful, right?
I'm glad they are. Well, are you okay?
Yeah, I was fine.
Okay, good.
That's the thing is, like, that's not the... I definitely got hit there at least once.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't the worst thing that happened to me behind the plate. The worst thing, and a lot of catchers will tell you this, you catch a backswing on the back of your helmet.
Umpires get that too, don't
they?
Oh,
that's the worst. And then I got a catcher's interference call where I totally sympathized with Wilson Contreras, who had his forearm broken. I was very lucky. Like, it got... like the front part of my mitt, and I thought, I was like, oh, I'm sure I broke my hand, and my hand was fine. But those are that's much scarier. The backswing on someone, that's much scarier than getting hit in the junk, in my opinion.
Baseball seems like a very scary sport, to be honest.
Well, the catcher's equipment, they do call it the tools of ignorance, because you have to be crazy to be back behind there. All the stuff that can happen. Like, whether it's a ball in the dirt, like, hitting you in the chest, and sure, you got a chest protector, but it doesn't feel good. Or taking a foul tip off the mask, or the places that aren't really protected, like your shoulder, where you take a foul tip off your shoulder, and you're like, oh, like that stings. It absolutely stings.
Next version of Sports Adjacent, Tools of Ignorance?
Tools of Ignorance. That's not a bad title. Look at you. Look how good you are at this.
Look at you doing a good job producing once the show is over.
Baseball injuries are scary. The ways you get hurt playing as a kid. It's not like you get obliterated like you do on the football field. But that ball flying around, you know, taking a hot grounder at third base is scary enough for me.
There's a texter who had an experience with the banana cup. That banana cup is BS. You are correct, texter.
Is it shaped like a banana? Like,
yeah. Look it up. Tone, look up banana cup baseball.
Tone, how do you refer to bananas?
They're not gonna be like, oh, you're on some, you know, website, like, we can't have you here anymore. Right?
depends how you search it, because tell Lawrence what you call a banana.
Oh, the fruit glizzy?
The what?
The fruit glizzy. We had Nathan's glizzy contest yesterday. It was fruit glizzy.
Imagine being his wife and seeing that on the shopping list.
Fruit glizzy?
Yeah.
So I'm only seeing like cups with bananas on them.
I don't want to. No, I don't think you should look at the screen right now.
Put baseball.
Good point. And I think I spelled banana wrong.
Maybe put the word protective in. Let's just make sure we're getting the.
Didn't Gwen Stefani teach us how to spell banana?
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Let's see here.
Yeah, that's it. This guy right here.
I mean, it's kind of shaped like a banana, kind of.
And the thing is like, as the texter says, if you were to dive or slide headfirst, what's going to happen to you is going to be very unpleasant. Yeah, this is what I mean. Like, this is like. The choices were old school, where you're not getting a ton of protection, the going without, and the banana cup. It sucked.
Tone, did you watch the hot dog eating contest yesterday?
The glizzy? I did not. I did see my man Badlands down a gallon of lemonade.
What? Is this on TikTok?
Is that, a contest
no,
now,
No, that's
too?
Also a contest.
Oh my God.
It's just general eating and drinking contests?
Yeah. Like, how quickly
exactly.
Diabetes.
Yes. And he is still the record holder. I think he downed in like 12 seconds
or
something like that.
Please tell me he's not.
He's of the community.
Good Lord.
Well, I'm relieved. I always like to know who won. I guess not so much who won, but who won and how many hot dogs they eat. But I don't want to watch
it. I don't want to watch it ever.
It's like watching human pelicans, you know, try to, you know, dampen it and get it down their gullet. That's not good TV for me.
No. They had the winner on the previous show. But it's nowhere near the record, though. I think he had, like, what, 58 or something like that? I think Joey Chestnut had, like, 70 or something like that. Like, that's...
There's a lot of glizzies.
I think the record's 78. Yeah, they're setting 21.
That's wild.
We did promise you Craig Counsell sound, and we got some. Justin Steele is going to start for the Cubs today. Here's what his manager said about him.
Justin's really doing, you know, very similar to what he's kind of where he got here in his success last year before. So I don't think there's a lot different with Justin. I think we did in the Giants game. I thought Justin did a pretty good job of like away a little more than that we've seen in the past. But sometimes he just had the pitch kind of locked in that day, and so you just keep going to it. But I think recognizing that's the job of a catcher as well. When you know Justin's known for in, so. If you can kind of feel that, get that pitch going, it's obviously a good balance and equalizer.
Hopefully he doesn't have to yell at someone today like he did last week. Here's the Cubs lineup. Horner's at second, Bush's at first, Bellinger in center, Suzuki in right, Happ in left, coming off a two-home run day yesterday, one from the left side, one from the right side. Christopher Morel is your DH. Dansby Swanson is your shortstop. Miles Mastroboni is playing third base, and Tomas Nito is catching. They had fun yesterday on the broadcast talking about what he likes to be called. He definitely doesn't like being called Thomas, but you can go with like T-Dog or this is what Boog and Don't laugh, Sean. It's true. Is what they're saying about it.
Thomas is unacceptable, but T-Dog. All day.
I love T-Dog.
or as Tony wants his daughter to call him, Big Dog.
Big Dog.
So, thank guys.
Make with that baby food, Big Dog.
I really appreciate you guys coming in. And I know that the traffic wasn't great and you had to navigate around NASCAR and all that stuff, but it's appreciated. This was a lot of fun.
We survived it. And Tony and I actually had a good NASCAR chat on the way in. And it went like, he asked me, is Jeff Gordon still racing? And I said, probably not, but I don't know.
No, he's
That was our entire analysis.
That's pretty good. But you know who's going to be on the coverage for NASCAR this weekend? Layla Rahimi.
Oh, she'll be good at that.
She's been doing lots of cool stuff. So
I appreciated being here, not just to be on with you, but I feel like witnessing Tony Google search banana cup, I now know what it would have been like to stumble into the room watching Michelangelo paint the Sistine Chapel.
You are correct. For Jason Leisure and Tony Gill, Adam Studzinski, and Sean Sears, I'm Lawrence Holmes. Have a great weekend. We will see you Monday at 10 o'clock right here on The Score.
We got to go, guys. It is Cubs baseball. People are excited. We're here. We're all Cubs fans. We know what we're rooting for. Wrap it up. How do you end this?
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Good to see you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Norse taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Norse.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.